This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
मैं डॉक्टर बलवंत शास्त्री बिहार प्रवासी संघ के मैं राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष हूँ और बम्बे में बहुत दिन से रह रहा हूँ। आजबू हाशमी आजमी साहब भी हम लोगों के पहचानते हैं, कई बार मुलाकात करते हैं। आपके अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सम्मेलन में आने के सौभाग्य प्राप्त हुआ, इसके लिए सभी भाइयों को मेरा तरफ से नमस्कार।
शुक्रिया।
मैं एक चीज बहुत उत्सुकता बस मैं कहना चाहता हूँ कि हिंदू फिलॉसफी के अंदर में वसुधैव कुटुंबकम, पूरा पृथ्वी मेरा कुटुंब है, परिवार है, ऐसा हिंदू फिलॉसफी में कहा है। और सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सर्वे सन्तु निरामया, मतलब सब सुखी हो, सब आनंदित रहे और सब अपने रोजी रोटी कमाते हुए खूब आनंद से रहे, यह संदेश हमारे हिंदू फिलॉसफी में दिया है। मेरे ख्याल से आपके फिलॉसफी में भी, आपके दर्शन शास्त्र में भी इसी तरह के संदेश होगा और इस संदेश को आप लोगों ने समय समय से प्रचार भी किया है। लेकिन एक आश्चर्य के साथ में और उत्सुकता बस मैं आपको इंगित करके कहना चाहता हूँ कि या तो आप लोगों ने कुरान के सही माने को सही तरीका से विश्व लेवल में रखे नहीं, या कुरान के संदेश को यदि आप रखे तो समझने वाला कितना समझा। दूसरी बात यह है कि आज पूरे विश्व के अंदर में जितनी प्रतिष्ठा की नज़र से कुरान और इस्लाम को जो पहले देखा जाता था, कुछ वर्षों से उसमें कमी आई है, जैसे कट्टरपंथी, चरमपंथी, आतंकवाद और कहीं ना कहीं, तो मैं क्या समझूं, या आपके प्रस्ताव रखने में गलती हुई है या कुरान के सही संदेश पहुंचाया नहीं गया, या हम इस संदेश में पड़े हुए हैं कि जो इतना बड़ा कुरान जो भाईचारा के संदेश फैला रहा है, चारों तरफ शांति का पैगाम देना चाहता है, वह आज विश्व लेवल में और उसकी छवि क्या है। धन्यवाद।
The Brother asked a very good important question. He has said that in Hindu philosophy we believe that the full world, the whole humanity is like a family. And everyone should live happily in this family, earn money, live happily, enjoy life. That was his question. Is it similar in Islam? And he says, surely in Islam it will be somewhat similar. And then he comes to his question and asks that this Quran, it should reach the full world. Is there a mistake in the Muslims explaining the Quran? Or is there a mistake in the people understanding it? That today we find Muslims are being labeled as terrorists, as fundamentalists, as extremists. So what is the real problem? As far as the first question, I do agree with him that Hinduism does say that the whole world is a family. We should live happily, earn, enjoy. Islam says somewhat similar except for the ending. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa jalnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum inna Allaha 'alimun khabir. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female and have divided you into nations and tribes so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other. So the Quran says that all the humankind has got one common grandparents, Adam and Eve. May Allah be pleased with them both. And Allah has divided us into nations and tribes, different colors, different languages, so that you may recognize each other. And the criteria for judgment in the sight of Almighty God, it's not wealth, it's not caste, it's not color, it's not sex, but it is taqwa. And God Almighty said, most honored, in the same verse of Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, verse 13, Allah continues and says, and the most honored amongst you is the person who has taqwa. In Hinduism, he said that we have to lead a life happily, earn. In Islam, we have to lead your life happily, yes, but on the basis of taqwa. The only criterion which makes you superior, it is taqwa, it is righteousness, it is God consciousness. It's not money, it's not wealth, it's not sex, it's not caste. Now coming to his question that the Quran is such a good book, is it that there's problem in communication regarding the preachings of Quran, or are we not able to understand? That's the reason, brother, we're having this talk. Islam, the solution of humanity. The problem is in media portraying Islam. And we Muslims, it's our fault. I do agree with you. We aren't expert in media. We Muslims are to blame. As it is the duty of every Muslim to convey the message of Islam, to convey the message of the Quran to the whole of humanity. We aren't doing a full job. We are trying. We are trying a level best. Today, the best way you can reach the masses. Now, see the gathering. Surely hundreds of thousands, I don't know how many. But yet, for us, it is retail. 100,000 is retail for me. We believe in millions. Therefore, we're showing live on the satellite channel. And there's estimated viewership of more than 60 million people watching. 60 million. The 100,000, 200,000 is peanuts. I can give shahada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have delivered the message to humankind. And 60 million is at least 1%. Yet it is nothing. 1% of humankind, if you count it to be 6 billion. What we want, that we Muslims should be more forward in media. There should be more channels. It should spread much more. And I do agree with you, there is a problem in understanding. That's the reason, as you mentioned, that we are being labeled as extremists, as fundamentalists, as terrorists. And my talk was based on that. That how should you reply when a person says that you're a fundamentalist, you're a terrorist, you're an extremist. So hopefully, inshallah, you'll get the translation after this lecture. Hopefully. Hope that answers the question, brother.